Hey, welcome to Save It For The Show, episode 71. Peculiar number. Weird looking number, right?
Do you have a fascination with the shapes of numbers?
I think so. It just doesn't really fit in. 71, it's kind of ugly. Is it prime? Yeah, it's prime, right?
Yes.
All right, whatever. So, episode 71, this prime weird number. I'm Save It For The Show. Back in action. Eddie's back.
Hey, what's up?
Good to have you back.
Thank you. Good to be back.
It's good to be here. Feeling good?
Yes.
Excited. You know, a week goes by and I feel like it's been a month sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, I know technically you haven't been on for 2 weeks, but I feel like that was 2 months ago.
Yeah, it definitely feels like a while ago.
That's an old person thing to do, right? Talk about time.
Yeah.
Time's passing so fast.
It's getting away from me.
And this daylight savings bullshit. If I see another person joke about how like their kids didn't get the memo about daylight savings, it's like everyone's a comedian. So here we are, and yes, Eddie's back, and I just got back too. Like literally an hour ago, I just got back from San Francisco. I've been spending a deal of time there.
At the gay bars?
Definitely at the gay bars.
Yes, okay.
At the Nob Hill Theater, which I drove by today, and it's like a gay strip club. And I was like, because the big sign said like some person's name.
Uh-huh.
And it was sort of like a androgynous name, like Kieran Johnson.
Okay.
And it was like, touch me. And I'm like, dang, what strip club's going to let you touch the girls? And then I looked down and I saw that it was a dude. And I'm like, all right, that's the strip club that'll let you do that. But I was there for a party. I went to, you know what? Let me press pause on this.
Okay.
I wrote a note here. I want to give a shout out, old school shout out to a fan, a listener, Vince, who sent us the nicest email.
He did. It was very, it touched my heart.
It was so, you know what? We get a lot of these roosters, a lot of pranksters who send us mean things. And I know there's certain people that, you know, enjoy the show, obviously, but Vince is a stranger. Stranger danger.
Yes.
And took out of the kindness of his heart to write a real nice note.
Yeah, us. Definitely.
And he has his own show.
He does.
Which made me even take his praise more to heart because I thought, all right, you know, he's a chef who came to my restaurant and he really enjoyed my cooking.
Nice.
So, yeah, check out his show. It's a website, www.dtmmbmedia.com. So check it out.
.com.
Of course. You know, it's AOL keyword. So yeah, so check it out. And I'm not just saying that. I listened to some of his show and it was funny if you like podcasts. So
there you go.
So there you go. Show business is over. That's all I got. So back to this, me going to San Francisco. Oh, and you know, he mentioned us on his show and he said that I have a tendency to seem to get in mischief, which it's true. I got into mischief this weekend. And folks, I swear, these are all real. Like, I don't make these things up. I just thank God they keep happening to me.
You live an interesting life.
I don't think, you know, the thing is, I think it's boring. Maybe I just do a good job explaining it.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Because, I don't know, sometimes I feel like it's boring. But, so I'm in San Francisco, and I'm at this party. And it's like a work party where it's all advertising people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of these parties where, like, there's a ton of people there and you're talking to somebody, but they're always kind of looking over your shoulder like, who here is cooler than you? Or, you know, who here is more interesting or has a better job?
Yeah.
Because it was a party, but it was also a tiny bit networky.
Okay.
And people were getting fucking trashed. So it's Friday night and the party starts at 5 p.m. So of course everyone's coming from work.
Yeah.
Because it's not like, I'm going to stop by my house, I'm going to change, and I'm going to go back to this party. Like, you're in the city already. You're not going to...
Yeah.
Drive home an hour and come back. So you leave work and you just start drinking. You haven't eaten. And by 6 o'clock, people were like wasted.
Nice.
And I'm not me. I'm like, got to be cool. Play it cool. I'm here on business. And I have I still got a buzz. And I think after I left the party, here's another shout out to Mike and Kelsey. Mike Ramirez, who's been on the show a couple times,
mm-hmm.
Who met his lady via the show, and I hung out with them in real life. And it was always a treat, mini real treat to see the two of them. And I told them that if they end up getting married, that I have to officiate the wedding. as a podcast.
That would be awesome.
How obnoxious would that be, though? I'd be like, I know you guys are in love and this is like your life, but I want to make it about the podcast. Kill me if I do that.
No, let's totally do that.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
First, I got to get married. So, guys,
make that happen.
Figure that shit out first. Like, fall in love and do all that. It's going to be awkward when they listen back to this. All right, forget I said anything. So, didn't want to get too shit-faced, but I did later go out with Mike and Kelsey, and we had fun. So, anyways, I'm there, and I'm in line. Well, no, first of all, okay. So, again, I'm with these people, and you're talking to them, mm-hmm. and they're all like, well, what do you do? What do you do? Like, what ad agency do you work for?
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm at this party with all advertising agency people, and I don't work at an ad agency.
Mm-hmm.
And in the industry, kind of like there's a lot of people that do my job that are gross and weird and like salesy.
Okay.
And
how do you know you're not any of those?
Shut up. Hey, maybe I am. I don't know. Don't tell me if I am. And so like when they're like, where do you work? And I'm like, well, I don't really work at an ad agency. And this fucking girl in front of like all these people was like, that sounds weird. And she had that like a vocal fry.
Yeah. Okay.
Which I think, did that get cut off? Did we talk about that on the show once?
I think we did.
All right. We were like, you know, so she's like, that sounds weird. Like, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And she's like, well, you mostly do like websites and mobile stuff and apps. And I said, yeah, yeah. She's like, I just don't see like where that fits in. Like, I just feel like it's all about broadcast and.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm
serious. She said that?
Yes, like in front of all these people.
And how old was she?
She was young.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I'd be like, well, okay, fine. The internet's not the future. it's a TV commercial.
Yes.
So anyways, because I mean, I do think in a lot of ways, TV is still, especially in advertising, like that's a sexy job. And everybody who does that thinks they're like a film director.
Yeah, definitely. But budgets are like tiny nowadays.
Totally.
Like, to be producing the types of commercials that you want to produce.
Yeah.
It's so, ridiculous. Like to say that the internet does not fit in.
Listen, it gets worse. So, okay. Oh, here's another thing. Here's a show revelation. I have a scar on the back of my head.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen it.
Yes.
Anyone that knows me IRL has seen it, and it's fucking huge. Like, you know, this is, I guess, behind the scenes of my life in the show. Like, I guess no one's really probably seen a lot of pictures of me, maybe like one or two, like my internet pictures.
Yeah.
You've never seen a picture of the back of my head, because why the hell would you?
But that's the new selfie, is the back of your head.
Yeah. So when I was a kid, I hit my head, got a big scar on the back of my head, and the hair never grew back. So now I have this huge scar. And let's be honest, you can say it's big. It's very large.
For the people that don't know Dan, it's like a cul-de-sac scar. Oh, so like,
it's that big. No, it's probably really not that big. But to me, I mean, everyone has that thing.
Yeah.
Where they're like, my fucking ears, my nipple.
Yes.
And I think women have way more of them than guys do.
Yeah.
So it's my one thing that I just feel like everyone's looking at it and I hate it, but I keep cutting my hair short because I'm also like, you know what? Fuck it. This is, who cares?
Yeah.
Very torn about this. So I'm in this group with this snatch ass girl who's like basically mocking my job in my existence in front of all these people. But they all looked at her like, I don't know, this girl's crazy, weird. So,
I guess you don't want to say.
No, I don't want to say where she worked. So I turn around to like, because I'm kind of getting disengaged in this conversation because I'm like, I don't want to talk to this girl. I turn around and I turn back and she's like, what? In front of everybody. She's like, what happened to your head? And I'm like, and this is a boring story. I hit my head. It's not like I got stabbed. I got a lobotomy. But in front of all these people, and I'm like, oh, I hit my head. I give the boring story. And she's like, oh. And she's got that look on her. Like, I'm doing the face. She's like, oh. Like, she's kind of like disgusted by it. And I'm just like, this is exactly what I need to be like worried about.
Dude, that was probably like her game. Like, she was spitting game at you, and
you think so?
Yeah, dude, she probably had the mindset of like, you know, the second grader, like, I'll punch him and he'll like me, or, you know, vice versa. I think she was coming on to you.
You know what? That's a great segue. I wish you couldn't have done this better.
Well, thank you.
So I walked away, and I've thought about that. Like, I mean, I've been out of the game for 10 years, man. Yeah. Like, if a girl like legitimately like came on to me, like, wanting to make something happen, like, I don't really know what I would do.
Yeah.
I would probably like, well, I can tell you what I would do. So I'm walking around and I'm getting, I'm in line to get a drink. Mm-hmm. And this girl turns around and she's like, "Hey, I have a job for you." And I say, "Okay, what?" She's like, "See that other line out there where they're serving drinks? If it's shorter, let's go get a drink there. If not, let's stay here." Mm-hmm. So I look at the line, I come back and I said, "You know, this line's shorter, like, let's stay here." She's like, "Okay." And I say, "What's your name?" And she tells me her name, and she has a very unique name. Like, I know exactly who she is. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, like, we've worked together." Cause you know, I work with a lot of people like I've never even met ever. Some people are all around the US. And she's like, "Oh my fucking God." So hammered, so drunk. And she gives me this like long lingering hug. And her eyes just look, you know, like she's just feeling good. And we get to the bar and she's like, "This motherfucker wants a whiskey." Like, you know, trying to order me a drink. And she's like, "You're staying with me all night. You're not leaving my side." And I'm just like, "You know, that's cool. Yeah." So she kind of, and she's asking me all these questions, like buying language. That's what, in my salesy job, like if someone's using buying language, she's like, "Where are you staying? Like, what hotel are you at?" Like,
yeah.
And I'm like, "What the fuck is going on? Like, this has not happened to me very often, if ever." And he keeps talking to me, and she kind of turns away and she's talking to some other guy, and I'm like, "I'm gonna leave." Mm-hmm. So I walk away. And she's like, "Wait," like yelling after me. And she's like, "What the fuck are you doing?" I'm like, "This is not going to end well." So she like pulls me hella close all of a sudden. And she's like, "I have 2 hits of ecstasy in my purse." Like, and she kind of just like looks at me. And I'm like, "Listen, this is cool. Like, that's not really my thing anyways.
Yeah.
Like, I've never even done ecstasy. I should have done it. I fucking should have done it for the show.
You'd be making out with a dude and like rubbing on a pig's nipples.
You know, I should have done it for the show. I got such a great story from it. So I said, I almost just said her name. I said, "You know, listen, I had to leave in the morning. Like, I'm assuming it lasts for more than like 20 minutes. So like, you know, like I got to leave early." And, you know, and she just looks at me. And then all of a sudden, her entire expression changed, like, "Fuck you." But then she was pissed. Like, how dare I, like, you know, not take ecstasy and then, like, fuck her in my hotel room like an animal or something. And she just all of a sudden turned around and just was like, "All right, well, I got to go." And took off.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That
I know. I was really flattered, though.
Yeah, that's definitely a flattering
experience. It gave me a pit in my stomach, though, all of a sudden. Because I got nervous. Especially when she's like, "Do you want to do drugs?" But I should have. What a regret. That would have been fantastic show material.
That would have been really good show material.
So it's been a long day, right? So, I mean, I drove up hella early. I had a meeting in the city at like 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then I had meetings all day. And yeah, I'm finally at this party. I've been drinking. I have to go to the bathroom. Super bad.
Yes.
Like, take a poo-poo and take a shit. And so I'm like, there's porta potties. And this is disgusting. The party's been going for like 3 hours. So I'm not going to wait in line to take a shit. So because I can't. Like, yeah. I really had to go really bad. So there's some offices to go in. I go in this office and it's with like the single man, single woman bathroom, right? I try to open the men's and it's locked. I'm like, "All right, fuck. Like, how long can I make this wait?" And then like I'm waiting and like I knock on the door and no one answers. Mm. So I'm like, "All right, maybe no one's in there." Try the women's bathroom, it's open. So I go in, right? Who hasn't done this, right? Like, you go in the women's single shitter because I feel like that's okay. Mm. There's not women in there.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of even bothers me. I think offices do that. So, like, these are where the men take gross, stinky shits, and the women don't, because every woman's bathroom smells great.
I don't know if every woman's bathroom.
Yes, they do. Do you remember the first time you ever went into a legitimate women's bathroom?
I've done it so much, so it's...
I'm serious. Like, in high school or something? Okay, listen. I don't mean, like, snuck in and, like, jerked off in a stall like a weirdo. I mean, like, okay... like I played football in high school, mm-hmm. and when you would go to a visiting school, you would go into the girls' locker room and the home team would be in the men's locker room, because it's not like a high school has two locker rooms, yeah. You know, and it smells different. All I remember is going there as a kid, and it just smelled so different. A disgusting guy bathroom. So I'm in this fucking bathroom, but that's a tangent there. I'm in this little girl, like woman bathroom, and I'm taking a poop, and it's like a normal toilet. It's like, you know, those real toilets that you flush and like,
yeah,
it's like, you know, in Ghostbusters, when they throw out the box and it sucks the ghosts down.
Yeah.
I still think of that when I take a poop in those and flush it down, like the hardcore ones.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's like a normal house toilet.
Okay.
No ass gaskets.
Yeah.
Nothing. So I make a little, you know, tent around the toilet and I sit down and I'm going and I'm just doing my thing. And then there's a knock on the door and I'm like, no, like, fuck. And I'm like, I'm just going to ignore it. And they knock again and this girl's like, hello. And I'm all... occupied, like I said, like a woman, like I didn't know what to do. I panicked, okay. And I'm like, first of all, I'm a man in the woman's room. Second of all, I just took a crap and it doesn't smell great, but it doesn't smell bad. So I'm like, fuck, what do I do? So I finish.
Okay, what was the thinking behind I will answer as a woman?
I don't know,
because she's obviously probably gonna wait, right?
Exactly. I don't know. I mean, I didn't like say like, hi, this is a woman. I was just like, occupied. Kind of like that. Like maybe it was a high pitched voice man. I don't know.
And she's foreign too. Like,
yeah.
Occupied. It's kind of sounding foreign.
I open the door and it's the fucking Scar Girl. I'm not even kidding. And she looked at me like, and remember she already looked at me with disgust because of the scar. She looked at me like, why are you in the woman's room? Because this was her office. Like, this was their building.
Okay.
Because a lot of the people stayed there. Mm-hmm. And she looked at me like, what are you doing in here? And I was just like, hey, the men's room was locked. And I just took off.
Yeah.
Knowing that she went in there and smelled my shit. Like, my poop, my shit entered her body. She smelled the poop molecules. And they entered her.
You should have waited outside for her reaction.
For her.
And be like, hey, how'd you like that?
I hope she forgot my name. It was just bizarre.
That's,
and that was it. And then I left. And, you know what? Oh, I can say that for the real treat. Because my real treat was something good actually did happen there.
Okay.
So why don't you go first? What was your real treat this week?
So I like to do things that entertain myself sometimes.
Who doesn't?
So, like, I like to pull up to red lights with my windows down and bump music that normally would not be bumped.
Okay.
So I was bumping Bonnie Raitt's
let's give song? Him something to talk about.
No, the I Can't Make You Love Me.
Oh,
I was like bumping that and I pulled up next to like this young kid. And he like rolls down his window, he's like looking over and he starts laughing and I'm like, oh, this is, you know, awesome,
right?
And he's like, hey man, the fuck are you listening to? I was like, oh, this is Bonnie Raitt, I Can't Make You Love Me. He's like, Bonnie Raitt? I was like, yeah. He's like, shit's awesome, man. I was like,
no.
Well, there you go. There's a convert for Bonnie Raitt.
He liked
it. Yeah, he liked it. He enjoyed it because it's an amazing song.
It's great. So, she's fantastic.
Yes.
That's funny that you like to do that. It's, well, you have a pretty long commute too.
Yeah.
For work. So yeah. Anything to keep yourself interested.
Yes.
I should try that because I'm always listening to weird shit because of my kids in the car.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's fun to get see shit. People's reactions to what you're listening to.
Oh, I bet.
Especially like if you're into it.
Yeah, if you're feeling it. I mean, I hope you were singing it. Like,
yeah, I was. I was lip syncing.
Right.
But
well, that's better than nothing.
Yeah.
You're a karaoke guy. You should just belt it out.
I should, because I have a voice of an angel.
You do. I've heard it.
A manly angel, obviously.
A very buff, masculine, manly angel. So, my real treat was at the same party. Dan the Automator. DJ'd it. And I probably should mention who Dan the Automator is, because here I thought that everyone knew who he was.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy did like Deltron, first Gorillaz album, Dr. Octagon, which to me, especially when I first heard that rap album, and if no one's ever heard it, it's him and a Cool Keith. I had to explain this whole thing to Nicole the other day. So like, she didn't realize like one guy's the MC who like raps.
Yeah.
And that's not the guy that makes the beats.
Yeah.
You know, there's not many people, like, I guess, I don't know, Kanye West, Dr. Dre, like, most people who rap don't usually make the beats, too.
Yeah.
She didn't realize that. And I bet a lot of people probably don't.
Huh.
they hear a rap song and they just kind of assume like, you know, this person did this song.
Yeah.
Anyhow, this guy Cool Keith, who's Tracy Morgan, should be writing checks to Cool Keith. Like his whole entire 30 Rock persona is Cool Keith.
Yeah.
On certainly Dr. Octagon. Anybody, yeah, you know what? I'll tweet a link to like a song. Like the delivery, like
yeah,
everything about it sounds like fucking Tracy Morgan. Like he totally ripped off Cool Keith's entire shtick. Whatever. So it's a great album, and I heard it in college, and like anything you hear in college, the rest of your fucking life, you're like, oh my God, yeah, this is so good. Love this. And so I'm really pumped to see Dan the Automator.
Yeah, hell yeah, I would be too.
No one else was.
That's surprising. It's really surprising. I know. Like you would think San Francisco.
People just were like listening to him like he was a DJ.
Yeah.
And he played his songs. You know, I have to admit, I was a little underwhelmed with some of his, like, I kind of thought he'd be like in the mix, like doing something. He kind of just played records, which he played music he made.
Yeah.
So I give him a pass for that. But he had like a drummer on stage just drumming along to the songs.
Hmm.
And these weren't like mixes with no drums supplemented by the live drummer.
Yeah.
Drummer was just fucking up there. Just and I don't know.
Well, I mean, did you like it?
I really liked it though. Okay. Still, I was still pumped on it. And then like I was also sort of sad, like no one really appreciates this. And then I was kind of like, well, why are you even doing this, Mr. Automator? Like, I don't know. What else is he supposed to do?
Yeah. You should have like went up. Did you go up and talk to him?
No, because I left before he finished.
You should have like geeked out on him, like, ah, oh, I love your fucking shit, everything.
I wish I should have like had him sign something, or
yeah,
maybe he'll come on the show
or drop some E with him. Yeah. I know where to get some E.
I'm like, yo, man, you and me, we could do some E. We could talk about music. I don't know. I used to be so much more into music too. Yeah, maybe you can feel the same way. Like,
definitely.
I haven't gone to see a show. I feel like I wouldn't drive more than 20 minutes to see a band these days.
And I don't really want to pay the money. Like,
you know,
it's
we're old.
Yeah,
so we're old. That's an old man thing right there.
So yeah.
But I'm sorry. That's the way it is. It's the way it is. Okay. So what else have we got? You have a goat. You want to do a goat?
It's not really a goat, but it's kind of scaring me a little bit, a little frightening.
Something shootings, is it?
No.
Oh, okay. I just heard there was another fucking shooting today.
Oh, really?
Yes, in like a New Jersey mall.
Oh, yeah, I did hear about that.
Except I heard that this guy, it was like a cop suicide, what he was trying to go for.
Oh, okay.
Where he wanted to just kind of not hurt anyone, get the cops to come, and then kill him.
Yeah.
Like a movie or something. Yeah. Like, what an idiot. And he ended up killing himself, anyways. I don't know.
Thanks for wasting our
right.
tax.
Thanks a lot,
dollars.
Dick.
God. Anyway.
So yeah.
Over the weekend I was changing my daughter Leah's diaper and she like whispered to me. She whispered, "Be careful, Daddy. The ghosts are coming."
Oh no.
And then she got quieter and she's like, "The ghosts are coming, quiet."
No, she didn't.
I swear 100% to God.
What?
Yes. I texted my wife Kristen.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Leah just said this. Is this like a game that you guys play or anything like that?" And she's like, "No, that's kind of weird. You sure she wasn't saying something else?"
Right.
And today, Kristen texted me and was like, "Leah just said the ghosts are coming again," and pointed to the hallway and then like ran up and like snuggled with her. And it freaked me out, dude, thinking about it. Yeah.
Dude.
I was like, "What?" Because she was kind of scared when she said it to me. And then when I was done changing her diaper, she like jumped in my arms. And then she was fine like two minutes later.
She sees dead people.
I was like, "Is this some like Carol Ann poltergeist shit?
That's
like,
scary.
Going on? Should I be worried? Should I get exorcist
maybe
over the house?"
Well, okay. The other day, Grant said something like, "Oh, there's ghosts in our bodies, and when we die, the ghost floats out." So maybe he mentioned something to her about a ghost.
See, I was thinking that, the boys, or maybe she saw something on TV because it was around Halloween.
These kids say insane shit.
Yeah, but
that's kind of scary. You know what Grant said to me the other day? I started to tell you this. We were having tacos. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes, like, in my house, we'll get in the pattern of eating, like, I think the same five dishes, like, every week. It's like, we have hamburgers and this and that. We haven't had tacos for some reason in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we had tacos the other day, and Nicole and I were talking, and I said the word, like, something Mexican food.
Mm-hmm.
And Grant's like, what's a Mexican? And I said, no, well, a Mexican is a person that's from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
So if you're from Italy, you're Italian. If you're from Mexico, you're Mexican. And he's like, do we know any Mexican people? And I said, well, you go to school, you go to public school in California. Of course you do. No. I said, well, yeah, you have, you know, there's a lot of Spanish or Hispanic or Mexican or Latino. And I was like, I'm telling him this. And I'm just saying to myself, like, yeah, how confusing, like, how many names, like, what's politically correct? Saying like a Mexican almost sounds like calling like an African-American, like a black person. It seems so like, I don't know, whatever. So I'm like, yeah, you have a lot of Mexican friends in your school, mm-hmm. including this girl who's like loves Grant. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's the same thing where I so racially said in Hawaii that Japanese people love Grant. Like a lot of these Latinas, they really like Grant and his blonde hair and blue eyes. So I don't know. I guess I want to protect this girl's identity. Let's say her name is Rosa.
Okay. Is that her? Let's say her name is Dora.
Listen, her real Hispanic name is crazy. Like I could say it and you wouldn't even like think it was a real name.
Okay.
So Rosa, I was like, well, Rosa's Mexican. And he looks at me, he's like, I can't believe I'm in love with a Mexican. I was like, this is one of those things like, it's like, man, this is what's having a kid. So your daughter's talking about ghosts. And my son is like exclaiming his Mexican love. And he's like, I bet Rosa would love these tacos because she's Mexican. Like he just kept saying these things like that were so innocent. Yeah. Like he doesn't know he's talking about. Yeah. He's like, I bet they eat Mexican food all the time. And it was so funny. And Nicole and I were just dying.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Hopefully there's no ghosts in your house.
Yes. And hopefully there's no Mexicans in yours.
Well, no, not right now. What's my goat? Oh, well, it's another kid thing. Oh, this can turn into a kid podcast. I guess it kind of already is. Well, I got a flu shot the other day. And if anyone, you probably haven't taken Leah. Well, Leah's so young. She doesn't really have a choice.
Yeah.
Like, but my kids are getting old enough now where they know what shots are. Mm-hmm. And they know they hurt a little bit. And the concept of them is terrifying and, you know, whatever. So we went all to get flu shots. And I'm all like, listen, watch. I'm going to get a flu shot. It doesn't hurt. It's no big deal. And I sit down. I'm just like, come on, guys. Like, watch this. Like, all cool guy. And the woman put it in. And she must have been like a volunteer or something. I don't know. And she put it in so fucking sideways and jacked up that I was like, oh, like I like yelled out loud. Like I didn't even want to acknowledge it, but it was just like a reaction. Like, yeah. Whoa. And then when she pumped it in, like, I don't know if she like injected me in a nerve or something, but I felt like a rush. Like my heartbeat started racing. Like I felt like I just drank like 10 coffees. And my arm like felt dead and hurt. Like it was weird.
And the kids are looking
at me like, we don't want a shot.
Yeah.
So now what they give these kids, I don't really know what part of this is getting my goat. I think what gets my goat is people that don't get vaccinations. Cause that's horse shit. Get your fucking kids vaccinated. But so kids, like, I almost wanted to just like hold them down and be like, no, you're getting a shot. Like when you were a kid, you had to get a shot. You had to get a fucking shot.
Yeah.
But now they have these things where you snort like a flu vaccine and it's like a live vaccine. It's like a live strain of it.
Okay.
So you're like basically snort a booger. I don't know what it is. Like yeah. you're snorting a sick person's booger and you kind of get a little sick from it, but then you get, I don't know, you get the power to fight the cold yeah. from it. And that's what they did. And they bitched about that too. It feels weird.
Have they gotten sick yet?
No, and I don't think they will. We've gotten flu shots every year. We never got the flu. Knock on wood. But it was just, I felt like that was worse. Like, would you rather snort like a vial of water or just get a shot?
Is it like an actual liquid that you're snorting? It is. It's not like a mist or something? Like a, okay. You know, like nasal spray?
You know what? It is like a mist, but it was a lot. Okay. I could tell because it like kind of ran down his nose and yeah. he was like he had to really, it wasn't like a, like yeah. a nice little puff of mist. But they do call it a mist, but it was pretty thick. Didn't feel misty to me. So, you know what? Listen, I don't know what my goat is. I think I just wanted to share that story and I seemed like a goat.
Would you rather have snorted it or take the pain of that?
I would take the pain. But man, my arm hurt for like 3 days. I don't know what she did.
Yeah.
It was bad news.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, at least I'm vaccinated.
I hope you write a Yelp review for that chick.
For the hospital? Yeah. They should have a Yelp. I bet they do have like doctor reviews.
Yeah. It's like, I think there's like health grade or something like that.
Check that out.
Yeah.
So I mentioned this last week when Mike was on and about the sex questions we got. Mm-hmm. And then it's funny, like I'm sitting here with you in person and like I share all these weird things. When I was on with Mike and I asked him about queefing, I felt so gross. I felt embarrassed. And I was just like, you know what? This isn't working out. But to you, I can be nasty to you in front of you and on the internet. So you want to go through a couple more of these?
Let's do it.
Thanks, people, for sending them in.
Yeah.
We got some real questions today, too. So, all right, here we go. And this could be for both of us. How old will your daughter have to be before you let her start dating? And I know we talked about this a little bit, but I don't know. Like, we can go through these fast. Like, what's a number that's appropriate to go on a date?
Just dating.
Just dating.
16.
See, now that's what I would say too, like as a man, dad. Uh-huh. But I feel like in this day and age, like could you imagine making a daughter wait till she's 16?
I feel like if it's a group date,
right,
then you can be younger. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to go on a date like solo, you better be able to drive yourself.
I heard on Howard Stern, you have to be able to drive yourself?
You got to drive yourself.
Yeah, okay.
I don't want to come pick your ass up with
your
bitch-ass boyfriend.
I know.
You know what that I mean? Punk. Like, I don't want to see you guys together, so.
I want to kill him already. I heard the other day on Howard Stern, Wilt Chamberlain was on, mm-hmm. and he said he had sex when he was 5 years old. And the way he was talking about it was like, you didn't have sex, you were molested. But he was like, yeah, you know, I was in kindergarten, and this older girl, she was like 13, my sister's friend. I was like, this is insanity. Like,
yeah.
That's why you ended up being like having to have sex with everything in the world.
Exactly. When you're 5, you don't understand what sex is.
No, I had to explain to my son what a Mexican was. He does not have the mental capacity to fuck and understand the ramifications of that.
Yeah.
You get molested. Anyways.
Does he not realize that?
I don't know. And I was kind of surprised. This is an old interview. And I'm surprised that Howard didn't like kind of press him on that. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, probably somebody else has a shrink or something. Anyhow, okay. Yeah, so I would say 16, but I bet it'll probably be like group dates at 12 or 13 or I don't know.
Yeah.
What grade is that? 13 is like eighth grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I was going to Grand Slam Canyon with
a group of people.
Hell yeah, dude. That was the joint.
We should talk about Grand Slam Canyon for 10 minutes. And so like three people that listen to the podcast. It was this place in Vegas. It was like attached to the circus. It was roller coasters. It was water.
Yeah.
It's like if you've ever been to Vegas on the Strip, is it even still there?
It's the Adventure Dome.
Is it still the pink, weird dome?
Yeah.
Man. All right. Check that out. They're the official roller coaster of Save for the Show. All right, here's another one. So queefing, who wrote this question? Queefing, real or something girls made up? Why would a girl make that up?
Yeah. What's?
Here's me pushing air out of my vagina. Oh, that's fake. It's not real. I think is this a person who's maybe never had sex? Like, vaginas don't make air.
Yeah.
It's from getting fucked,
air gets
right?
in there, yeah.
Or they like suck the air in just from like... I don't know, just being a live vagina. Like, do some girls' vaginas just throughout the day just like suck in little puffs of air?
I think some girls can control their vagina muscles more than others. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
Kegels.
Yes, exactly. So maybe they can manipulate the muscles so that it sucks in air.
I've heard those kind of women that like, you hear them like on Howard Stern again or a show, like you hear them like sucking in because they put a mic like right up to the woman's cooch. And you hear her sucking in air and spitting it out and farting it out or queefing it out, whatever. I think it's because the word queefing is so weird.
It is a weird word, yeah.
What's the etymology of that word? I need to look that up.
Queef, queen, ladies.
Queen fart?
Fart, yeah. The queen farting is where it came from.
Okay, it's good to know. Oh, great, I'm into that. That works. So whoever wrote this question, I think, did they think that maybe like your butt gets gas from your stomach from the food? Like what? Like your ovaries?
Like,
were making...
your uterus is...
What an idiot. All right. So of course it's real. What's the longest you've gone without sex? I don't know. That's a hard question.
Yeah.
It's ranges. Like, I don't know.
I haven't had sex yet, so...
Yeah. You had sex twice.
No.
Leah and... No, or no.
No, yeah.
Kristen's had sex twice.
Yes, she has.
No proof that you have.
No proof at all.
You don't have like notches on your dick or... I don't know. Could you imagine that if every time you had sex and like, or every time you came, like your body got like a scratch on it to like show people?
Dudes would be just covered in scratches.
They would be just destroyed. But some girl would be like, let me see your metrics, your analytics. Like how many girls have you fucked? And you couldn't hide it.
Yeah.
How much more honest would that make things? Like if you met a girl, like that girl that I talked to that wanted to like get nasty, do whatever she wanted to. Like, obviously, she probably does that often. Not judging. In fact, more power to her.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, imagine if you could see, like, on her hand, like, a baseball card. Like, here's my stats. Like, that would change everything. It's all like... right, whatever. That's a whole other thing. Okay, here's a good one. This is actually a good question. Well, none of these are good, but you know what I mean. If a friend recorded a porn with their partner, would you want to watch it? You and I are not a part of this. Let's okay. say, like, another friend.
Okay.
I would watch a porn of you. No, just kidding. Conversely, if you made a porn with your wife, would you show it to your friends? Could you watch yourself fuck with your friends watching? And would you jerk it to yourself having sex?
Was that like a four-parter? Five-parter?
Yeah, it's a good, great thing here. So first, if a friend recorded it with their partner, would I want to watch it?
Yes.
I think I would.
I would too.
Yeah.
Why not?
I mean, are we talking? We're not talking necessarily about wives here. Let's... Yeah. I don't care. I'd still watch my friend's wives. I mean, listen, if they wanted to show it to me, as long as maybe she knew too.
No.
Would you look at her differently?
Look at her differently?
I mean, it depends what she was doing. If she was like crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. If it was really weird shit, then maybe look at her differently. Mm. But I mean, if it was just good, passionate lovemaking, then yeah, high five to that chick.
All right. So yeah, so we both agree we'd watch it. Conversely, if I made one with my wife, would I show it to my friends? Fuck no.
Yeah. Who's showing?
You crazy?
Yeah. What kind of asshole is showing off?
I mean, I finally convinced my wife to fuck on tape. I'm not going to show it to my friends, which by the way, I think Nicole would rather die. So I guess that's the second part. I don't even know if I would, if I ever could. I never have. And I don't frankly think I ever will.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious though. I think just to see like how goofy I look or like. Maybe if I'm pulling any cool moves.
I mean, I guess. Yeah, I guess you could do that.
Break the game footage down. Like
slow-mo.
You know, if I hadn't done that move, maybe I would have lasted longer or something like that.
I got a cramp right here.
You know,
I
yeah.
Work my glutes out.
I got to definitely. Look at those glutes. And what was the other part? Yeah, so would I jerk myself to myself? I don't know.
I think I would.
Probably if I had to.
I mean, yeah.
I can't think of a scenario, though, where I wouldn't have access to my porno and not other porno, and I think I'd always choose other porno.
Yeah, I mean, it's always nice to have variety, obviously, mm-hmm. but I don't think it's weird to jerk it to a porn of you and your wife, I guess.
I agree. What do you do with this thing? Like, I think this is why these dumb celebrities, their porns get leaked, because you have this porno, and it's on a DVD, like in a box somewhere.
Yeah, that is kind of, what... Do you go back and watch it, like a highlight reel or something?
Pop it in. That's too much. Yeah, I remember back in the day when you'd have, like, when I was single and I had DVDs before, like, the internet pornos. Yeah. It was such a production. Like, I felt like, I always feel so gross when I do this anyways, but it's to be like, all right, let me get out a DVD and put it in the DVD player, and like, I just feel like a pervert. So, whatever. Moving on. Okay. So, Dan, here's a jokester. Dan, do you ever let Nicole play with your butthole? I think we covered that pretty well. They must have wrote that in after. So no, the answer is no. Dan, I was wondering if you could talk more about dicks and jerking off. As a lady, I find your candidness highly amusing and would appreciate more conversation of this nature. Thank you. Love the show. Now, I don't think that's a girl. I think that's a guy.
I think that's ecstasy girl.
Man, well... Hey, honey, we just talked about dicks for like 10 minutes. And here's a good last one. How much money would it take for you to suck another man's dick? Be honest.
Oh, man, that's a good question.
What do you think?
To suck another man's dick. Do I get to pick the other man?
Well, I guess. No, it could be Stephen Hawking. At least it's smart dick.
Oh, man.
I hope that guy can get a boner. He's so smart. Maybe that's why he's so smart. Because he's not worried about boning.
He just gets mind boners like, all day.
Oh, I'm so turned on my mind. Yeah, okay, fine. You can pick the guy. And it can't be, I guess, David Beckham. No, like a normal guy.
A normal guy.
Yeah. I got $20 on me right now for you.
Sounds good. I need some gas.
I don't know what it would be. Like a legitimate... Now, that, I don't think if you someone did that for like $1 million, I don't think that would make them gay.
I don't think it would make them gay. I think it'd make them stupid because $1 million is not a lot of money these days.
That sounds, oh, I would do it for $1 million.
Would you do it for $1 million?
All right, I guess we need to talk about the variables here.
I don't think I would do it. No.
To completion in your mouth and or all over your face. No, in your mouth. And I'm going to go ahead and say... I guess swallowing makes it more. You know, I could do that.
You get
that.
A bonus if you
yeah,
swallow.
Yeah, $1.5 million. Yeah, I think for $1 million, I would do it to completion and spit.
$1 million, you would do that?
$1 million is, I don't know if that's, you buy a house.
You can buy a house. It's not life-changing money, though.
But it's life-altering.
Life, I
sort
mean.
Sort of.
Yeah.
All right, mister. What would you do it for? I thought but $1 million to me is sort of the easy answer too, because it's kind of nebulous.
Yeah,
I probably do it. $1 million. All right.
I feel like because that would be such a life changing experience, you would need life changing
really
compensation.
You think? Well, how do you think that would ruin your life or change your life?
Not ruin your life, but I mean,
are you assuming that it would be broadcast like Eddie sucked a man's dick for $1 million?
I mean, that's probably part of it.
Or you mean like internally you couldn't reconcile the fact that you did that?
I think that might be part of it too. Like, I feel like I would feel dirty in a way that you would feel dirty if you went to a dirty hooker.
Right.
But
you just did something
multiplied.
You did something gross for money.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You feel kind of ashamed.
Yeah. And I'm gonna need a lot of money to
a lot of toothbrushes.
Come back from that.
Yeah. No, I understand. I guess I just feel like...
I mean, no offense to anyone who likes sucking
dicks.
No,
listen,
dicks.
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, yeah, do
work
you,
it,
boo-boo.
Dude.
But yeah, yeah, I don't think a million's enough.
I guess that is kind of hypocritical. I'm like, I'm very pro-gay. Suck another man's dick? No fucking way. That's disgusting.
But I mean, that's like... Well, I guess a gay dude would eat a chick out for $1 million. I don't know.
Fuck now. Like, no, I think a gay dude would eat a girl out for $1 million, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Right?
Well, then I guess...
Going the other way is not the same.
Yeah, see? Is it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Like, if a lesbian girl had to suck a man's dick, yeah, I don't know. I think because guys are so, ew, grossed out by this. That's why it makes it a good question.
I mean, I've kissed a dude before.
Really?
Not in a romantic fashion, but because...
For fun?
Well, like, some girls were like... Oh, but you guys want us to kiss. Why don't you guys kiss? Guys never kiss. And I'm like, what? Sure. And my buddy, like this big white dude, was like, yeah, I'm secure in my manhood. And we kissed each other on the lips. And it
like
was
a real tight lipped kind of like boom. Or was it like a nice, did you lick your lips like LL Cool J style and kiss them? Or did you just a normal, like how you kiss your mom?
I put peppermint.
Ooh.
Schnapps. I rubbed it on my lips.
Banaka.
And gave him a little kiss. I mean, it was a good, you know, not like a peck, but it was a good kiss, I would say.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, and it's like
you're a progressive man in America. I guess I would kiss a guy like that for a joke.
Yeah.
I never have, but I don't know. None of this really bothers me. I don't know.
Yeah.
$1 million, bring it on. Let's do a Kickstarter.
Put your dick in his mouth for $1 million, folks.
I'm gonna do a Kickstarter and there's one prize. One entrance, $1 million, and your reward is that I'll suck your dick.
To completion, but
to completion,
spit.
But spit.
Yes.
Could Kickstarter let me do that, or would they say no?
They would probably say no.
Yeah, because that's basically prostitution.
Yeah, if you're raising money for a blowjob, yeah.
Yeah, but it has to just be one person, because, well, unless like people were pissed at me or wanted to see me, like, let's do this to make Dan to blow some guy. For $1 million... Yeah, I don't know. Now all of a sudden, that seems real. Like, I feel like that would be a story that'd go viral.
Yeah.
Like, people would be like, I'll throw a dollar in, make this fucking dude suck a dick. Sure.
Dan was able to bring together America through his dick-sucking Kickstarter.
Yeah, everyone can get behind that. Humiliating some other guy. I'd have to, like, televise it.
Yeah.
Now, see, then you start adding stuff like that.
Pay-per-view.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, no pay-per-view. All right. I guess that's it. Should we end the show? That went fast.
Sure.
All right, so episode 71 of Save It for the Show. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.
See ya.